Minnesota's COVID-19 surge is pushing intensive care units to the brink. But as healthcare providers scramble to place ICU patients, some are also having to close down doctor's offices. It's a COVID catch-22. The pandemic calls for more care, but has reduced the kinds of visits and procedures that help pay for that care. Here to tell us about the closures and what they mean, particularly for rural Minnesotans, is Laura Unger. She's the Midwest editor of Kaiser Health News. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
You recently wrote about this and you opened your story in Sartell, just outside of St. Cloud. Tell us what you found there.
There was a closure of a clinic that was run by Health Partners, and a very popular pediatrician basically just came in one day and found out that the clinic was going to be closing. And some of her patients actually ended up wondering where they should go and scrambling to find care. And she was not able to find another job in the same area. She ended up getting another job about an hour and a half away. And Health Partners sent me a statement. They said they were closing the Sartell clinic because of an immediate and significant drop in revenue caused by the pandemic.
So in this case of this pediatrician, is Dr. Decker, I believe, right? Did you talk to any of Dr. Decker's patients about what happened and what's at stake for them?
Yes. There was a mom I talked to. Her name is Cormay Kane, and she has 5 children who go to Dr. Decker, and she wanted to continue to have her kids go to Dr. Decker. So she actually ends up driving an hour and a half each way. And this requires taking a day off of work, pretty much spending all day dealing with bringing her kids to the doctor. And she told me at one point she brought all 5 at once.
Now, Health Partners was not alone here in Minnesota, but I'm wondering, is this all happening nationwide? What did you find?
Yes, absolutely. It's a national issue, and there are no really great numbers because no one tracks this per se, but there has been some research on the issue. And one study by Physicians Foundation, a survey, found that basically 8% of all doctors' practices have closed because of the pandemic, and that works out to about 16,000 practices across the nation.
What long-term impacts to the healthcare system do you see out of this?
I think the biggest losers in this whole situation really are the patients, because this really impacts their access to healthcare. And that's going to be something that has long-term ramifications, because people may not be getting the regular care they need for things like diabetes or high blood pressure. They may not be getting the vaccinations for their children that are needed and things like that. So there are long-term health ramifications for these patients if they have more trouble getting access to care. Like, for example, at this clinic in Minnesota, people have been trying to get other appointments in the area, and some have been struggling to get appointments even, weeks ahead. So really, I would say that access to care is probably the biggest issue that's going to be continuing on for the long term.
Laura Unger is Midwest editor for Kaiser Health News. Thanks so much for sharing your reporting with us. I appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for having me.